of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 96.9 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have no guests today. It was a little bit too cold for them to come into town. But tomorrow's guest is scheduled, yes. It'll be Representative Will Stapp, District 32. I might have Perry Z. Wally drop in for a little bit here. So it's an open line day for us. If you have anything on your mind, just give us a call. Again, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We're going to get out of the way one of our sponsorships that's going on here, Kinross, the Holiday Hearts of Gold. Kinross, Alaska has brought back their annual Holiday Hearts of Gold campaign, matching monetary donations for the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Last year, they matched 15,000 donations to the food bank. This year, they have increased it to 20,000. For every dollar that gets donated to the food bank, Kinross, Alaska will match up to $20,000. This is good for the entire month of December, so please consider donating to your local food bank. No amount is too small. $1 becomes $2, $5 becomes $10, $50 becomes $100, etc. So please, let's help out the food bank. For more details to donate, go to fairbanksfoodbank.org. That's fairbanksfoodbank.org. Big thank you to Kinross, Alaska for your donation. And thank you, Fairbanks, for always helping out our neighbors and our local food bank. Oh, boy. Interesting. So, it's a Monday. We're gaining sunlight, thank God. Boy, remember on June 21st when all the fires were starting and we had 82 above and we had 24-hour sunlight, it seemed like, and then we started losing sunlight and now we start again. My line of demarcation of when it is, I guess, on Valentine's Day, you know, about February 14th, 15th, 16th, right in there, when you can drive to work at 8 a.m. and get home at 5 p.m., drive home at 5 p.m., and there's sun out, that time frame between 8 and 5, that's when you say, okay, we're over the hump. Then March 21st, hey, you have another equinox there, and 12 hours on, 12 hours off, what the heck? Something interesting I read, I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll, if Al is out there listening, I want him to call in and give his thoughts on it. This is by Suzanne Downing, an article. She now has the Alaska story, and I'm going to read you her story. It says, the Alaska Federation of Natives is mobilizing its membership to weigh in against a petition filed by the Safari Club International that asks the U.S. Department of Interior to limit race-based distinctions from federal substance management in Alaska. In a holiday season letter sent to its members, AFN President Ben Mallott called on the Safari Club petition an existential threat to what AFN calls an inherent rights of Native peoples to hunt, fish, and gather. He urges tribes, regions, Alaska Native corporations, and individuals to submit comments during the Interior's newly opened 60-day scoping period. We have Perry coming in, so we'll do this later. Perry Z, how you doing, sir?
Let me get my can. I'm not on the mic.
You're on the mic.
Oh, there we go. I talked to the general manager around here about the damn equipment.
You love the North Korean equipment that I so fondly get plastered by.
I got a good deal on eBay.
How many decades ago?
Decades. A couple. Just a couple.
So how goes your Christmas season?
It's madness. Absolute madness. We just got here at the radio station. We picked up a program from Love, Inc. this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this back in October. So you have to understand the planning of it, of how long it takes. And we should have started in September. Now, there was Love, Inc., of course, closed up.
What was the program?
They did Adopt a Family program.
Okay,
and so we picked that up. We rebranded it as Pump Up the Kids, Adopt a Family.
Okay.
And so we picked that up last minute, and it was a lot of scrambling. And I got to give kudos to Michelle Wagner out here, who sort of spearheaded the whole program. And
right before she lost her appendix.
Well, right before. Well, and then it got, yeah. Then,
yeah. Oh, my God. Well, how about this? Michelle, you're incredible.
I know, right? And so basically we picked that up. It's a very important program. You know, Love, Inc., they provided Christmases for over 50 families during the holidays. People in need, true people that really needed stuff. And so we sort of picked that up. We rented an area out at Cornerstone Mall. I want to give kudos to Mike Van Sickle, mm-hmm. who owns that mall, who donated the space.
It's owned by Cornerstone Mall, LLC.
Correct. But yeah, it's Mike. So anyways, he gave me the keys.
Great guy.
And he donated the space for us because we had so much stuff, and Fairbanks really stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
We had 46 families to fill this year, and it all came together. And it was a scramble, but it happened. And just want to thank Fairbanks out there because the church groups out there, the businesses that stepped up to the plate, the personal people that came up here to the radio station. We had the tags hanging in the lobby area where they could just pick, what they could afford.
Yeah.
And it came all together, and it was a scramble, but we did it. I don't know if I'll do it next year, but I always say that. But
as you recover from this year.
Yeah. And so we sort of got the idea of picking that program up because we do a similar program called Pump Up the Kids. That's what it's called in Anchorage.
Okay.
We have stations in Anchorage, and what we do there is we have our listeners adopt foster children. And this year we had a record number of foster children, and 126 in Anchorage. And
wow.
And we had to fulfill. And these lists were not easy to fulfill, meaning they wish big because they're teenagers.
Yeah.
And it's all teenagers in the foster care system. And, they would, for example, they want MacBooks. It's new technology, things that, they need, Beats, AirPods, all this stuff, And so basically we flew down to Anchorage. We got that program finished because they finished at the same time. Who planned that? I don't know. But they finished at the same time, Anchorage and Fairbanks, within a day apart. And so basically, you keep watching the clock there. We can hold off on the break.
Exactly. It's just a nervous tick.
So anyways, we did that one down in Anchorage, and that one's been going on. We've been doing that for about 15 years, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. To give you an example, last year we had 98 foster children we were trying to find adopters for. This year was 126, and that's a sad thing, but the Anchorage people, the Wasilla people, they all stepped up to the plate. We fulfilled most of the list. I mean, everybody got something.
Mm-hmm.
It was total chaos, the whole studio, because our drop-off location in Anchorage was the studio. So, I mean, our entire place, logging that, cataloging it, and then getting it to the OCS people over there at State. Mm-hmm. For distribution. So it went out well. I'm patting our back because it was a lot of work. And I'm so proud of just the people of Alaska that, man, step up. I mean, just the giving that they give is just amazing.
It is. It is. We're a very fortunate state, very fortunate community, Fairbanks. I always say that every Fairbanksan has three other organizations that they contribute or volunteer to, really.
Yep. And I'm going to give kudos to Santa's Helpers. They've been around for 50
years.
50 years. Cool story. That started in a little house of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which neighborhood, but I just happened that Les had told me the story. And I was just like, what? I was like, yeah, where they were trying to, neighborhood just got together, a couple households to supply one family. That was it. One family. Now look where that's at. That is insane. They fill the entire showroom of Fairbanks Nissan, and they do good things there.
And they distributed yesterday.
But the cool thing is, if you have something in your car and you want to still donate, they still take donations because of the fact that they hold on to that stuff for next year because they like to get a head start. If monetary donations, they love that as well because it's a lot of filling. And they provide dinner as well, Christmas dinner for these families. I mean, Les was telling me numbers. It was 1,400 people. And yeah, it was insane.
So, hey, I got you in the studio right where I want you. Got you on the mic. So, upper management.
Uh-oh.
What's it like being upper management at minus 35 below?
Well, a lot of people don't show up. So you're doing a lot of, I'm doing a lot of things. I got a lot of calls this morning saying, hey, actually two calls. It's like, okay, my furnace is not working. Well, that's important. Stay home. Fix it.
Yeah.
Got another call. Let me guess. Your furnace is not working. Yes, it wasn't working. And
hello, this is a call up, Perry. My furnace does not work.
Yeah, right. So, but it is cold outside. The driving in from North Pole was insane. The ice fog was so thick out in North Pole that it was like, oh, my gosh.
Old Fairbanks ice fog.
It is old, yeah. As soon as you get closer and closer to Fairbanks, it gets better.
Yeah.
But, it's about, I don't know, I'm going to say about 10 miles out, right before 12 mile, it just goes... Oh my God, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
And, we do have a small blessing for Christmas Eve, and it's not my birthday, but we do have a.
that's Christmas Eve is your birthday. Yeah. Hold it, no. But you switch it out to June 24th.
Yeah. Actually, I celebrate them both because.
You Bogart.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually. Because we have family Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. So I have 30 people, and I'm working my butt off on my birthday. Working.
I had a fun birthday on Friday.
I didn't make it there.
Yeah, I had about 30 people over, and we had a great time.
Oh, man, I wanted to be
there. And I didn't do any cooking, per se, just all, cold cut type stuff,
Nice.
And cheeses. It was great, it was great. Everyone who came through the door, everyone has had a very good time on a Friday night at minus 30 below at Dave's house.
I know. So where I was circling back at that is I think the Lord is going to bless us on Christmas Eve and the day before Christmas Eve. He's going to give us close to negative 3 below and then 7 above on Christmas Eve. But with that, you're going to take about 10 inches of snow with that.
I have announced that I will be off Christmas Eve here.
Yes, you will.
But I will be back on Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's going to be...
And Fairbanks Foodies will be on Saturday.
Nice.
Yep.
What are we talking about there?
I don't know. I asked Glenn to pop a post one in.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Yeah, because it has to be in by this time tomorrow, by noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because of all, and I, excuse me, I'm not in my cooking chi yet. I'm still trying to get through the North Korean equipment at minus 35 below. I'm talented, but I'm not that talented.
Right on. Well, I guess let's do a break, I guess. Let's pay some bills.
We will. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Take a break from your holiday shopping and enjoy something delicious at your personal Oasis. Instead of grabbing for the last toy on the shelf, do what Santa does. Grab the last French fry or onion ring on the plate. Happy holidays from your friends at the Oasis Restaurant and Lounge, 734 University Avenue.
Just as the three wise men gave Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh when he was born, Gold Buyers of Alaska hope you are gifted love, joy, and health this Christmas season and in the upcoming year.
Hi, this is Meadow Rydell with Kinross Fort Knox. This year, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank is facing one of their biggest challenges, with a near record of families in need. Please join us at Fort Knox in supporting the food bank through the holiday Hearts of Gold. During December, we'll match your financial gifts to the food bank. Find out more online at fairbanksfoodbank.org or call 907-457-4273. Holiday magic happens when we all work together. Thank you from Kinross Fort Knox.
Step out of the holiday rush and into the Flower Pot Gift Center, where shopping feels relaxed, personal, and wonderfully local. Sip your way through 40 flavors of coffee, 70 varieties of Republic of Tea, and 38 kinds of cocoa. Fill those stockings with the best little surprises in town and browse unique cars and amazing house plans for everyone on your list. It's hometown shopping at its very best, with lifelong Alaskans ready to help you find the perfect gift. The Flower Pot Gift Center on Blair Road off the Old Stees. Find them on Facebook.
Imagine this. Every single call, meme, group chat, multiplayer game, email, search for celebrity's name you can't remember, movie, ebook, and audiobook for when you get tired of reading your ebook. Anything you could possibly click on, double tap, scroll through, or binge watch, all for just $99.99 a month for the first 6 months. That's right. Unlimited internet and unlimited mobile from just $99.99 a month for the first 6 months. Only at GCI. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions and additional charges and fees may apply. See gci.com/plus for details.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and remains in effect until 9 a.m. Thursday. Highs level off around 29 below this afternoon. Under sunny skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, I have upper management in the studio with me here, so I want you to call in and really suck up and see how good I am, just how fantastic I operate the North Korean equipment in the purple padded room with the gold sparkles.
Gold sparkles.
Yeah. Oh, you never noticed that one, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, obviously you don't use this room.
Oh, it does have gold sparkles. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it does.
All right, what's the big plans for Christmas Eve?
Mine?
Yes.
No big plans.
No big plans. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know, see, it's not my birthday. Okay. I've experienced that. I don't have 30 family members coming over who are going to demand food perfection like you have.
Well, so I do a show on the river afternoons three.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday. I'm on Saturdays as well.
The river is my favorite. It's what I listen to all the time.
It's my favorite, too.
It's not KFAR.
Yep.
It's not some goofy, you know, southern country western crap. I listen to the river. I'm old rock and roll.
96.9
the river.
I was doing a story last week. I came across a story and I was like, ah, now I feel this because I feel sorry for every person that is born in the month of December. You know why? Because there's actually statistics out there.
I was listening to that.
Were you listening
to
that? Okay.
I wanted to come over and kick your backside. You're telling the world.
I know, right?
How depraved we are.
Right. So basically, if you're born in the month of December and then more so closer to the Christmas, you know, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, born on Christmas, you know, whatever.
Worse.
You get an average of 4 presents on your birthday. As a person, they get 6 presents. So the average is out to about 163 presents over a lifetime that me and you, Dave, sort of get gypped out of.
From my ages of like 7 to 11. The birthday money I would get got confiscated by my brothers to buy the parents' Christmas presents. And you're wondering why I'm in a purple padded room.
Right.
Bah humbug.
Oh. Yeah, the one present. Happy Merry Christmas birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is for both.
Yeah,
and you're gonna get a little bit more on Christmas. Don't worry.
This is a big present here, so
yeah.
I got you one for both.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And let me see your money. Oh boy! So what's it like being you're a Christmas child.
Yes, pretty much, because I was almost a Christmas baby. I was almost there. I was a couple of minutes.
Man, there's Christmas songs all about people like you.
I know, right?
And I'm not talking Rudolph.
So I always wear my every Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I always wear my my well, my birthday. I wear it. It's my sweatshirt, my ugly sweater, my ugly Christmas sweater, and it's a picture of Jesus, and he's got a birthday hat on. And it says, you know, let's say happy birthday to the birthday boy, and that's all it is, and that's all it says, and you know, and then I say I'm the birthday boy.
Yeah.
So
Fairbanks, I'm going to explain something to you. As Perry, upper management, was explaining to me the schedule, and he looks at me and he goes, "You're going to be alone in here by yourself on Friday." And I looked at him and said, "Oh, yes, I am. Oh, the mayhem I'm going to have. Oh, yeah."
And I take that back. There will be people here.
Oh, I'd have people in here, too, if it's just me. Oh, yeah.
The offices will be open. So.
Yeah. Doors locked, offices open.
I meant I'm not going to be here. So
I don't see, you know, it's just December 26th.
December 26th.
So, you know, I'm a pretty boring person, believe it or not. So I'm just sort of looking forward. Hey, something to do on, you know, on Friday. Yeah, what the heck?
Well, so what I did is I took the day off, and then I realized that I have booked several doctor's appointments. So I'm like, that's what I'm doing
on the 26th.
I know, right? I'm trying.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm trying to get in this last minute. You know, you got the end of the year thing going on. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to get in last minute. So, yep, I got doctor's appointments tomorrow, and then I have on Friday. Yeah, boom, boom, just like that. So that's my game plan, and I was like, I didn't even realize it until I was like, oh, I'm going to have a 5-day weekend. I'm like, oh.
Are you done with the Christmas shopping yet?
I am done except for one, and that's it, you know. Okay. But my wife didn't even believe me because I got all her stuff done. And I hope she's not listening, but and I had an opportunity yesterday, literally on Sunday, where I had all her stuff stashed. And, you know, we do the big Santa Claus. I still have young ones that, you know, Santa Claus is coming.
Yep.
And he is. I mean, he is. And so each one has to have a specific wrapping paper, so on and so forth. I know the system, blah, blah, blah. And so she was gone. And then she was gone for maybe an hour and a half. I went in and wrapped everything. And then I hit it again. So now it's all ready. And I come back. She goes, well, what'd you do today? So I wrapped all your presents. She goes, ha, 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 whatever. And I'm like, yep, you don't even know. And she doesn't even know because what I do, so I do something different. It's very hard to shop for, you know, my wife. It's hard to shop for people that you've been for a long time. And, you know, if you just want it, you just go buy it, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I need that. And so I'm the hardest person to shop for. She, what do you want for your birthday? I want nothing. I want absolutely nothing. That's, you know, if I wanted it, I would buy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, look in the garage.
Right. And, so basically, so I don't know where I was going with this, but,
what are you done shopping?
Yeah. Yeah. So done shopping and I still don't know where I'm going with this. So I lost train of thought, Dave. There you go.
You're in a purple padded room. It's natural in here. It is natural. Yeah, now don't mess with me and I come in on Monday and it's orange.
I know where
it better not be orange padded when I...
I remember now.
Okay.
So what I do is all year, starting on January 1st, going to Christmas Day, I listen. And anything she says, like, matter of fact, I got her a present that back in July at the Back in Black concert, she says, oh, those are cool boots. I wish I had a pair, and I went right to my phone, and I typed it into my notes. Christmas presents. I'm already starting.
Wow.
That's what I do now, and I've done it every year, and it works out well, because guess what? When she opens that present, she's going to go, oh, my God. Number one, you're going to get brownie points for listening, right?
You're a guy. Hold it. You're hurting, you're hurting us on the male side here, you
gosh.
Jerk. You're oh, my God.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Don't do that again.
Sorry, gentlemen. I don't want to show you all up or nothing. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, so that's what I do. And I make a list of everything throughout the year. And then that's when I go right to my, go and shop it in town and find it. And, you know, if I come across it from July till then or from March until then, I go ahead and purchase it then. And then I stash it for 6 months.
I'm done with my Christmas shopping. I was done with my Christmas wrapping. Then the Dalmatian, there's a photo I showed you. Dalmatian destroyed all that, so I had to rewrap.
And the listeners know about what happened.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Oh.
No, they don't.
Okay. Do we have time or no?
When we come back.
All right. When we come back. All right. No, but yeah, he's got a great story for you. And I seen the photos, and I just looked at him. I said, man, this has to be your next year's Christmas card. This is awesome. I love it.
You're in my purple padded room, and you might not live to get out of here.
Right on.
Fairbanks, we're going to give you some bumper music. It's the Spin Doctors. Shinbone something or other. I have no idea what it's about. Then we're going to go into Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
John Saucier, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says the United States is pausing the diversity visa lottery program at the direction of President Trump.
We recognize that there's an incredible amount of people that were facilitated by an invasion into this country under Joe Biden and his colleagues in the Democrat Party, and so we're putting a stop to it.
Her comments are on the Fox News Channel. The race for New York's next governor is heating up after President Trump has endorsed Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, the GOP gubernatorial candidate on Fox.
President Trump has done more for America in the last 11 months than any president in my memory has done in their full term. He's tireless. He's got an incredible work ethic, and he gets things done.
The endorsement comes after New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik announced she was ending her run for governor and also would not be running for re-election. Incumbent Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul looking for another term. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a passenger on an Alaska Airlines flight from Dead Horse to Anchorage has now been charged in federal court after authorities say he repeatedly tried to open a cabin door mid-flight, prompting passengers to restrain him and flight crew to consider diverting the plane. According to a federal criminal complaint, Cassian William Fredericks is accused of interfering with a flight crew aboard Alaska Airlines Flight 87 on December 10th while the plane was in the air. Witnesses told investigators the man appeared erratic, was shaking, and made repeated alarming statements during the flight. A passenger who was seated a few rows ahead of Fredericks told investigators he saw the man aggressively trying to open the rear cabin door. The passenger said Fredericks had already moved the door's lever upward when he ran over and grabbed him, yelling for help from other passengers. The pilot told investigators it would have been impossible to open the door due to air pressure, but said moving the door arm could have triggered the emergency slide to deploy inside the cabin, potentially harming passengers. Fredericks is charged with interfering with the duties of flight crew members, a federal offense that can carry significant prison time.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
When it's Alaska cold, wrap yourself in the ones you love in fur from the Fur Factory. Shop the Fur Factory for the perfect holiday gift. Naturally, warm, beautiful furs are as practical today as ever. Receive special savings on fur coats, mukluks, mittens, and hats. See Alaskan beaded slippers and gloves by local artisans as well. The Fur Factory's family furriers craft heirloom quality garments you'll treasure for years. Ethically and sustainably harvested, visit the Fur Factory, 547 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
This holiday season, something incredible happened in the Golden Heart community. Thanks to you, our amazing listeners, local businesses, and our generous sponsors, the Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family program was a tremendous success. We came together to lift up struggling families, filling wish lists, easing burdens, and bringing a little extra magic to homes that needed it most. And to our sponsor, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine. Thank you isn't big enough. Your kindness, your support, and your heart made this season brighter for so many of our neighbors.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all the families of the Woodway. Thank you for your business. It's been a pleasure serving Fairbanks and the interior for over 47 years. Looking forward to helping you be prepared with energy-efficient heating products, generators, and outdoor power equipment. May your joy this Christmas season be with you through a very happy new year. On College Road, across from Toy Quest, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, David Prues back in the studio. Here I'm in the studio with the Big Cheese, upper management, the birthday boy, the Perry Z.
Have a birthday.
Now, as Perry was alluding to, some photos that I showed him that were not pornography.
By the way, the first picture was beautiful, beautiful tree, nice wrapping job. Amazing, Dave. You went all out for you and your gal, and
yes.
And then you showed me the other photo, and I just chuckled.
So Fairbanks, what happened is on Friday night, Emily and I had a nice Christmas and birthday party, and lots of people came over, and I got lots of presents, and they're all in those bags, you know, with Christmas bags and everything like that. So Emily, in the Saturday morning, she goes down to Delta for the weekend, see her kids and grandkids, and spend the night with them and have her Christmas with them. And I go out and I finish my Christmas shopping for her. I mean, I hit five stores and buying some home stuff and get it all done and come home and, you know, I've had a good day, and I'm just leaving it at that. House is still discombobulated from Friday night and everything, kitchen, living room. Sunday morning, I get up at 5 o'clock, as always, you know, get the dog cycled. I do all the dishes in the kitchen. I get all the stuff in the living room. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to reconstitute my present containers, you know, the bags.
Exactly.
So I'm taking Emily's presents, and I put them all in bags, and I got the stuffing on top so she can't see. And I put them around the Christmas tree that we have. Lights are on. I take a photo. It looks beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. It's 7:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, I go to the Elks. I volunteer, and I cook breakfast for people. And I get back about 1 o'clock. And it was all destroyed. I mean, it was all destroyed. Oh, my God. You know, I, part of it was my mistake. There was some food, some candy, in one of the presents that was given
candy,
to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, stuff or whatever, like chips or pretzels or whatever. And the dog got into that. And then he thought, oh, and all the other bags has got to be candy and stuff. So it's just strewn apart. So I put it on Facebook this morning, the before and the after. Life with a Dalmatian at Christmas.
You know what? And I told you right then when I saw those photos, that should be your Christmas card next year.
Put them side by side. I think it is. You know, that's a great idea. You got one present left to get.
Yes, I do. And yeah, my son, he's in Salt Lake. I don't know what it's going to be. So,
what's Cher doing?
Who?
Your daughter, Shay.
Shay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is actually, we celebrated Christmas with her because she left town. She went to go visit her mom in Montana. And so she spent Christmas with them and then is going to go over to my other daughter's house in Salt Lake. And so she's going to be gone through the new year. And so what we did is she was leaving town. I think it was the 14th or whatever, December. I came home. And I said, hey, we're going to Pagoda Restaurant. I go, and she's like, oh, why? Because we're going to celebrate your birthday tonight. And we just had her open presents at Pagoda.
Good.
Yeah,
good
that's it. Yeah, there you go. And then you were going to talk about Christmas music.
We all look forward to 12:01 p.m. on December 26th. 10 FM comes back.
Yeah, exactly.
how is that? You know, whose idea was that? You still do that.
Well, so you know what? It started, decades ago or over a decade ago where we did. Back in the day, no one was playing Christmas music. And
yeah.
So we said, let's just do,
Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so let's do it. You know, I love Christmas music, so I did it. And I know it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, but it's nice to have on Black Friday when you shop, or if you just get in a gloomy mood, you just flip it over. Obviously, there's now two Christmas stations. Someone was copycatting.
I'll call the FCC.
I throw that out.
Call Lisa and Dan.
But I have a funny story is that, you know, about Christmas, I know people go, okay, we're done with Christmas. We're done with the shopping. We're done with the hecticness. We're done with the family. We're done with the holidays. Done with relatives. You know, we're done, done, done. I get it. And they don't want to hear another lick of Christmas music after Christmas Day. I get it. True story. I can't remember what year it was. It could have been last year. I don't remember. It was a few years ago. I'm sitting here, and then I get a call on my cell phone. Of course, you know, I'm enjoying myself the day after Christmas, and this guy goes on a rant about Christmas music is still played. Please get it off the air. And I go, oh, no. And then we forgot to do something here at the radio station. Obviously, it was operator air. And, yep, sure enough, we're playing Christmas music for another full day after Christmas.
Yes, you were mentally decapitating people.
I know, right? It's like, I was like, oh, it was like the worst thing ever. But, yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen this year. Cross my fingers, but making sure.
Do you have a concert coming this summer?
Yes, we do. We actually have a group called, and you're going to love this, Dave. I don't know if you remember the Back and, did you go to the Back in Black concert we did last year? No, you didn't. You missed an epic. I was going to bring those guys back. They were going to come back in June. It didn't work out. I may still have them in late July at the fair. Okay. Don't know yet, but it wasn't working out for June. But we did book July 17th. It'll be outdoors in the parking lot of the Spur. We can close it all in. It's an all-ages show. We can do that.
Who's the band, Back in Black?
No, this one is Crazy Train.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, it is. It's a tribute to Oz.
Ozzy, duh.
And I'm telling you what, the guy looks, walks, talks, and sings just like Ozzy. You're going to be like, okay, he just came back from the dead.
About 4 or 5 years ago, you had that performance out at the fairgrounds with the five different bands or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you have two singers.
Scrap metal.
Yeah, you have two singers. And, you know, and they would change personas.
Yeah.
And, you know, one guy would be singing, the other guy would be back in the back room changing his persona.
Yep.
And when the guy came out as Ozzy, I mean, that was the best.
I know, right?
And the way he's walking, you go, that's Ozzy. He's spaced out, drugged up, happy and high.
But it's going to be a really good concert if you're a classic rock fan.
I am. What's the name of the band again, or what's the show?
It's called Crazy Train, and they've been out for a long time. So this wasn't just a pick-me-up because Ozzy passed. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and they've got it nailed down where it's like, oh, my gosh. But now it's more relevant, obviously.
So you're working with JD on that?
Yes, I am. JD and Jory over there at the Spur. Fantastic people. We're going to put it over there. I've done a couple concerts over there, which worked out very well. And July 17th, it's a Saturday night. It's going to be a great concert. And I don't know, last couple, I don't want to jinx it, but last couple concerts I've done there, not a cloud in the sky.
You screwed up.
No. I have a... It's so funny. I'm a lucky guy in the sense of I've done so many concerts where...
What day is this in July?
It's a Saturday. It's July 17th.
Okay, it's not June 24th.
No, it's not.
Not on your sixth...
No, not my half birthday. Which I do celebrate. I don't actually celebrate. People surprise me. So it's I don't even pay attention to it, but...
You do too.
No.
Like, I don't pay attention to the purple padded room, but it's in your face.
Yeah, but you know, it's there, if you get a gift, you're like, okay, it's actually separated 6 months from Christmas.
So when are you buying the radio station in Juneau?
I'm not buying that.
I keep bugging you about that. You got to get a radio station in Juneau.
Actually, they're up for sale, and I went and looked at them. I did look at them, and they closed out on December 9th, and I did a hard pass on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
It's just, you know, pushing you in that direction, right? Getting something in Juneau.
I can't, you know, it's been crazy. You know, obviously we got stations in Anchorage, and then we have Fairbanks, and, you know, it takes a lot to operate a station, bodies and people, and AI is not fully developed to the sense where I can record your voice, Dave, and just don't need you no more.
But you're getting there. You're working on it.
It's getting very close.
Yeah, but after all, you know, on Saturday,
are you saving these recordings?
Oh, exactly. On Saturday, they're playing me again. That's something I did earlier last year. So what the heck?
Anyways, yeah. So it's gonna be a good 4-day weekend, and then start it all over again. And then you go right into another holiday. So, damn.
You have a massive election coming up in next November.
Yes, we do.
You have 40 state house races.
Yep.
10 state senate races.
Yep.
a governor's race, a senator's race, and a House of Representatives race.
And this is going to be interesting because, at least on the governor's side, I mean, there's so many people in that jungle primary.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people.
There's going to be a lot of advertising.
Exactly.
Come on, let's keep our capitalist pig hats on here. I was thinking about you, man.
Yeah, so anyways, but, you know, I tell you what, it does cause chaos when it's... You know, when big politicals year, 24 was a good one, 22 was insane.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the write-in before that, was that 22 or 20? It was 20.
20.
I'm trying to remember, yeah. That was insane because it was like, okay, it's over, but it wasn't over. Then it just, it continued on. So, but yeah, it was good. That's all I'm going to say.
Perry, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you coming in and spending time with us.
Well, this is like a tradition because I was here on the last, I think we did it the day before, but yeah, I jumped in today, but I got it.
There's no one else in the hallway, just you.
I know, right? So I was like, you know, I'll come in today. Why not? You know, shoot. But anyways, I got people calling me, Dave. I got to go. I got bills to pay.
Say goodbye to your listeners.
Goodbye.
Perry, you have a great day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, folks. Click Bishop here. As we celebrate Christmas, I hope you find time to slow down, enjoy family, and appreciate the blessings we share as Alaskans. Merry Christmas, and may the new year bring peace and good fortune to our great state.
Paid for by Click Bishop for Governor. Fairbanks, Alaska, 99709.
From the Northern Power Sports family to yours, Merry Christmas, Fairbanks. They're grateful for your support and excited to keep you riding this winter. The 858 Mountain Sled HCR and HCX are in stock. Arctic Cat and Northern Power Sports has something for every snow lover.
50-50 Friday, the absolute best deal in Fairbanks. Half price for all of your favorite restaurants, services, sporting goods, entertainment, and more. Call the radio station at 451-5910. Tell them you want your business in. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny in advertising. And you hit 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks. Every hour, every day, for an entire week. It's a great way to grow and bring in new customers. And if you're looking for great deals, right now, we have some awesome items on the site that are still available from past Fridays. Go online now to this station's website and click on the red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Check out what we still have remaining at half price. Could be dinners, services, or something you've been wanting for a long time. Now you'll get it at half price. So log on to this station's website right now and see what we have left for 50-50 Friday. Or contact us at the radio station if you would like your business involved in this fantastic deal. It's 50-50 Friday, only from the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Looking for a way to serve your state and secure your future? The Alaska Army National Guard offers tuition assistance, career training, and part-time service with full-time benefits. Build real-world skills, earn extra income, and be a part of a team that protects Alaska when it matters most. Your adventure starts here. Talk to your local recruiter today. The Alaska Army National Guard. Live here, work here, serve here. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29 below. North winds around 5 miles an hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here. Now I have the incredible Raleigh Johnson. It's our Christmas few days before Christmas Eve show. Raleigh, how you doing?
This is the best time of the year, Dave.
Yes, it is, and I love your hat, leopard pattern Santa hat.
Yes, I've had that for like, my sister Teresa got that for me for like 20 years ago.
It's a great hat. I'm used to seeing you in it. You're easy to spot. What do you got planned for Christmas?
We do all the normal, normal things. We go to my niece's house for Christmas Eve. all the family shows up, and we do like, I don't know, we're doing like Family Feud this year. We usually do like trivia.
That's with you guys, that's not a game. Nature of the beast.
And then we got Christmas Eve karaoke at the Botel. And then on Christmas morning, we all...
You should start looking at your friends and say, what game show best describes your family?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mine would have been, let's make a deal.
That's a pretty good one. Yes. You'd have to give me a moment to think about that.
Yeah, ponder that one. But when you go to Peeves, what's this game show that best describes your family? You know, family food. You know, the Price is Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Sale of the Century.
Password.
And then on Christmas, all my family's kids are growing up. They're all teenagers now, so Christmas morning isn't as awesome as it used to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still all meet up for Christmas morning, and then we'll open presents and then have some food. And then
don't you always cook the big prime rib?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh,
I got two this year. I got a.
It's not that I'm a stalker, but I follow good food.
We got a 13-pound prime rib, and then we got a little smaller
13
one.
Pound. That's about a 7 bone.
Yeah. I'm very excited to do this. And then we got one, a smaller one, like, I think it's, what is it? Like, it's like 6 pounds, 6.5 pounds.
Oh, the weenie one. The baby prime rib 6-pounder.
That's for the kitchen, because by the
kitchen
time.
Kitchen help?
Yes. By the time we're all
it's,
done.
It's like, our it's our warm up prime rib. Oh, my God. Oh, this year I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a beef Wellington.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure you've done that before.
Oh, yeah. But it's a process that you got to pay attention to whole thing.
Yes, yes. I've never tried one. I've always wanted to. And I know my older sister Lisa, I know, has done those, but
yeah.
I've never ventured into those. I might have to do that one day.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Costco after the show, and I'm going to get the. The beef from them. I'm going to get the beef tenderloin.
Do you guys have a normal like a Thanksgiving dinner tradition or something like that? No,
I'm all over the board.
Are you?
Yeah, I got friends coming over, and this last year I went up to some friend's house, and it's I usually the same group of friends here and there, but I would say the only tradition is for me scotch.
Yeah. You know, nothing left for Santa there after that.
He gets the milk and cookies, the poor schlump.
We always had like prime rib, and then my grandmother, she had this, we still have her recipe for dirty rice.
Ah.
And so we're going to do that.
Dirty rice on Christmas? Where did that come from?
For my grandmother, where she started, I don't know. But
so we're on the air. I don't think Natalie's listening.
Probably not.
Did you get all of her Christmas presents?
Yeah, yeah. We're going on a cruise next month, so we're kind of taking Christmas light this year. But yeah, I should probably go get a couple more stocking things. But other than that, we're good.
Where are you going on your cruise?
We are going out of Miami to a week-long trip around the Caribbean.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, very excited for that. Especially when you look outside.
So let me get this straight. You know, after that last weather forecast, we're going to freeze our butts off, then get snow dumped on us. So I'm going to be doing a lot of shoveling. Then we're going to freeze our butts off.
Yeah, that's right. That's Alaska. That's Fairbanks.
Which was, we froze our butts off. Then we got 11 inches of snow. Then we've been freezing our butts off since.
Yeah, that's kind of...
It's a December in Fairbanks.
Yeah, it feels right. It's unfortunate to say that, but it does kind of feel right. Like, that's how Fairbanks should be for Christmas.
Did you have people, we didn't have a Christmas party this year, but you floated having everyone come over to the Botel.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Well, I was there. We're going to do something after the holidays.
So it wasn't well participated.
Well, I just, with every, you know, people.
Are you going to be there tonight?
Of course. I got Monday Night Football tonight.
Ah, that's right.
Yes. Your Cowboys. Let's not talk about that.
We can talk about all we want now.
My Buccaneers. They are,
yeah. No matter what you talk about, your football team. Yeah, it takes about 2 days of recovery.
It does.
But I started recovering in November.
I kind of... the past couple weeks, I've seen the dramatic fall off on my Buccaneers, so I'm just like, I kind of expect it now. It's like old school Tampa Bay now. You kind of expect the loss.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going
to... Dave, I always like to ask these, because I just had someone, Meadow, on my show earlier today. What do you got a favorite Christmas memory or something like that growing up? You're like, man, that was Christmas.
Yes, I do.
You're not sharing it, though.
Well, okay. I'm going to share my favorite Christmas memory. Every Thanksgiving, the Rebar family, Dr. Rebar, who bore me and all of our kids, they would come over to our house for Thanksgiving, and at Christmas we'd go to the Rebar's house. And the Rebar's lived over in Weeksfield Subdivision off Gilmore Street.
Okay.
And we would go over there. And the big thing for us, the biggest thing in the world was, after dinner, Dr. Rebar would put us in his convertible Cadillac in the garage. And he'd have a whiskey and ice in one hand and a cigarette in the other. And he'd drop the convertible roof, and he'd drive me and my sister and my brother, you know, we're about 8, 9, 10 years old, at 40 below around the block a couple times. And we were doing the sleigh ride. And that was, we couldn't wait for that.
That's always very cool to remember that kind of stuff. I don't know.
And he was great. You know, he treated us kids great. And, you know, and he would live through the experience, you know, just once a year, two times around the block. We're frostbit freezing, you know.
Yes. I love Christmas memories like that.
That's why I sort of wanted to pause, you know. A Redwood person, past mayor, and, you know, cocktail in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and three kids in the car.
That sounds like old Chris, that sounds like old Fairbanks, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So what the heck, you know? So, but it was always with the Rebar family.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And Christmas afternoon and into the evening, Thanksgiving and Christmas with the Rebar family. And...
growing up, we always went to my dad's sister's house. She lived over in Aurora.
Uh-huh.
And I got the hiccups all of a sudden. She owned like the Touch of Class there in the shop.
Yeah.
Shoppers Forum.
Yeah.
And I just remember like man, I got to get rid of these hiccups. All the food and just all the family, like the family you don't see, you know, like all year.
Yeah.
And then you saw them. And it was, that's kind of what that's when I knew Christmas was there. You know what I mean? Like that kind of...
And then, you know, we'd wake up and, you know, we'd wake up and just tear into it. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you're... And I remember one of my first ones that I can remember, when we got our first snow machine. And it was like, you know, 40 below outside. And we're all tearing into the Christmas gifts. And my daddy's got the curtains open of the house, and it's 40 below in the big picture windows. And he's sort of like, you know, trying to have us all look outside. We're underneath the tree looking for more. And finally goes, look out there. And there's a skidoo.
Oh, man.
And we just, everything was stopped, you know. Yeah.
Christmas day. Yeah.
And it's 40 below. And we're, you know, my dad's cranking on that thing, and then he starts. He's got to get the Herman Nelson, you know, heater out to get it going.
Some old WD-40.
Yeah. Oh my God. So anyway, we got about a minute left, sir. How are you going to spend Christmas this time?
With the family. That's what Christmas is. It's like family.
Yeah.
You know, and you have all these memories and stuff like that, but. You're still allowed to make these memories.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best thing about Christmas.
That is true. That is true. So what time's who plays tonight?
It's the 49ers and the Colts in Indianapolis. Did you just see that the Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Kansas? It's true. I just saw it. They just approved it.
Is this April Fool's?
No. No, it's not. Look at, you're going to look this up. I know.
I will. Game starts at 4:30.
Yes.
Are you going to be there at 4:30?
Absolutely.
I'll be there at 4:32.
We'll maybe have some eggnog.
What's that?
Maybe some eggnog.
Of course.
Are you an eggnog guy?
I am tonight.
That's what I love to hear.
Raleigh, thank you very much, sir.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. You too.
And wonderful hat. Keep it on.
Yep, will do.
Okay, bye. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I'm glad you were with us today, and I will see you tomorrow.